Another aspect of the Pentecost story, I'm watching my time here, I'm glad nobody's got those parrots up there, is that the disciples began to speak about who they knew God to be, not in Hebrew, the language of the synagogue and the Torah, but rather people could hear all of this in their mother tongues. This is something that I didn't realize is rather unique to Christianity. But it is rather unique that we're a religion that has tended to welcome translations of our holy book into common languages, and at least in recent centuries has welcomed services being spoken in the language of the people who live there. For example, like for Jewish services, it's often usually just in Hebrew, for example, or the importance of the Quran being in Arabic. So it is an unusual thing for Christianity, and this is a point in the story where you see this welcoming of hearing God expressed and shared in our mother tongues. One of the marks of the Spirit, though, is that it can often be mistaken for foolishness. And sometimes I think the Spirit is here to make us foolish. There are some people in this room who have heard this story, and they've heard it recently, because it's a story that Taman and I were told at our wedding. And I think I've said it at every wedding I've officiated, which is this. Life is one dumb thing after another. Love is two dumb things after each other. I know he used a scripture and all this profound stuff, but like that's what I remember. So. Because any two people connecting, whether it's romantic or erotic or platonic connection, it requires being dumb. Dumb enough to be the one to initiate a conversation or follow up. Dumb enough to reveal your interest and your heart. The Spirit at Pentecost made the disciples reveal themselves. It took them from an upper room where they felt safe into a risky, crowded street. It made them behave in a way that people thought they were dumb. People were saying, are these folks drunk? And yet, being dumb is exactly what they had to do to get to the wise stuff, to get to the wisdom. I don't know how we continue to claim Pentecost now. Trying to create it seems, recreate it seems fraught sometimes. And the imaginative paths I went down ended up feeling sometimes like appropriation, like how do we come up with ways to speak to other people so they can hear what we think in their language? I don't know. There's a lot of thinking to do there. But I do think that the Spirit helped the disciples in part by getting them to do something that they seemed fearful to do, which was share their experience with others. And the Spirit brought about another miracle that day, which was people listened. And I hope that the disciples also learned to be good listeners and not just speakers that day. I hope that the connections that were forged that day by no effort or virtue of theirs were ones that they did make effort to sustain, and that they didn't all pass each other in the street the next day and just exchange furtive vulnerability hangover glances. I hope they didn't squander the matchmaking of the Spirit, and that they built relationships of mutual understanding and actually learned the languages that they'd been freely given for that day. In Acts' subsequent chapters, it says that believers, or actually I think it's later in the same chapter, that believers did, as even as people were added to their number, they did share things in common. They did take care of each other. They met. They were with each other. Which I'm hopeful means it wasn't just the disciples meeting and setting the agenda for everybody who was joining in, but the language in Acts gives me hope that what they were creating flowed out of Pentecost in some really authentic ways. So may we be good stewards of Pentecost too. I think we've been given some Pentecost moments in this congregation, and I think we're at a point where we continue to be asked, what will we do with the gifts of the Spirit that we've been given? What will we do with the voice that we've been given and the people that have chosen to walk with us? So let us be wise stewards together, or foolish stewards together. Amen.